Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You're listening to the Big Papa Network.
Hey, let's do that again, shall we? You're listening to At Eye Level on the Big Papa Network. I'm Matt G, and we're back. Yeah, you thought we quit the show, didn't you? Well, we didn't. We're still here, so... And according to our listener numbers, you really didn't miss us. Anyway, join us for our usual combo plate of crazy as we get caught up on all the outrage that's been plaguing the airwaves in our absence. Sit back, strap in, have some refreshments, and enjoy. At Eye Level, it's not over, it's October on the Big Papa Network. Welcome to At Eye Level on the Big Papa Network. I'm Matt G, the furious scientist behind this crazy experiment. Not mad, furious. Because, well, you heard it. Well, actually, if you're listening live, you heard it. But hopefully most of you listening on the download didn't hear all that mess. Yeah, I don't understand. I'm sitting here ready for the show to start, and Skype just decides it's going to crash when there's like 2 minutes left before air. So that was fun trying to recover. And then I tried calling back in on my phone and was talking and didn't realize that it was muted the whole time until Skype reconnected. And here we are. So how's it going, guys? You thought we quit, didn't you? Yeah, we just, you know, upped and stopped doing the show without saying anything, and then another week happened and the same thing. And so, yeah, well, no, we didn't quit. We just took some time off, for crying out loud. I was, feeling a little lazy, a little crazy, and the wife and I went camping again last week, and the week before that, both Doc and I were both having issues with allergies, and I was just sounding horrible and was just exhausted and didn't really feel like doing the show anyway, to be honest with you. Yeah, but, you know, hey, we're still here. Here we are. We're back. It's all good. Everything's fine. Not only that, there's, like, so many cool things that are going to be happening in the coming weeks. One thing I can tease, which is going to happen, it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. We're going to work out some of the details. But it looks like we are going to be doing a show, maybe not specifically the Monday 4 o'clock show, but we will be doing a show live from the Zodiac. So keep an ear out for that. You know, as the details work out, we're going to get something going. So shake it up, won't you? And just before we do continue, I want to pull this up real quick. Speaking of the Zodiac, the open mic tonight is going on tonight, but it's happening a little bit later. And if you're looking at the At Eye Level page, you will see it posted there. But before open mic at the Zodiac, down at the Black Sheep, they're holding a memorial for Chris Forsythe, a.k.a. Sizzle, who I don't know much about him other than that he was an icon, basically, in the local music scene, like the sound guy extraordinaire, you know, and pretty much knew everybody and everybody knew him. So they're actually closing the Zodiac for a couple hours so that everybody can go over there to Chris's memorial service over at the Black Sheep. So, and then afterwards, everybody's going to head over there. So, you will see me there just, you know, to go and support everybody who is, you know, mourning at this difficult time. Like I said, I didn't know Chris and I didn't, you know, so. But still, you know, we're all part of the same scene, so we all want to just, you know, support one another regardless. So anyway, yes, check that out. If you're around tonight, if you're listening live, check that out at the Black Sheep. Otherwise, we'll see you at the Zodiac as usual. So... yeah, there's like just been, like I said, so much going on. I mean, there's so much to talk about once Doc gets here. He's got lists and lists of stuff to go on and just lots of other, you know, cool things that might or might not be coming up. And, of course, we want to talk to you. We want to hear what you've got going on, what, you know, Halloween's coming up. You got any crazy plans coming up? Talk to us about that or anything. Or I don't know, if there's just something that's been sticking in your craw or grinding your gears and you just want to, you just want to rant about it. You just want to have a few minutes of airtime to say something and just get something off your chest if you want to catharticize your closet, as it were. And, you know, just get it out there. So just remember, well, first of all, the way to do it is to call, if you're listening live, 714-459-3941. Again, 714-459-3941. Or if you can figure out how to use Skype, you can do that too, because that's, you know, in regardless of all the issues that we've had with it over the time, it is still the best way to connect with us because, you know, it sounds pretty good. So, you know, we got that going for us too. So anyway, I don't know what I'm saying. So, yeah, if you can figure out Skype, figure it out. If not, I don't know what to tell you. Just give us a call, 714-459-3941. Or if you're listening on a download later on and you want to reach out to us, head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/@eyelevel, and give the page a like and post any comments you might want to see on or, that, you know, or any links to any stories that you might want to hear us talk about or comment about some of the stuff we've got posted there, because we post stuff up there all the time, not just when we're on the show, but we do put, you know, the stuff that we talk about on the show. We do put links to that stuff up there, too. So check it out. Let us know what you think. We appreciate your comments, suggestions. We just do not feed trolls, whether it's here, there, or anywhere. So just keep that in mind. You know the rules. It's okay to argue. It's okay to disagree. It's even okay to use the 7 dirty words. Just keep it civil. All we ask is that you be honest, original, and don't hate. So you can also, by the way, find me on Twitter at FatKidGlasses. You can find me personally on Facebook at It's Matt G, facebook.com/It's Matt G. You can follow me on Instagram, It's Me Matt G. You can follow our other shows on Facebook, Weird Scenes Inside the Goldmine, Moving Towards Light, and Third Eye Cinema. They each have their own respective Facebook pages, and the Weird Scenes one was actually just updated. So you can find out all about those on our main network page, the Big Papa Online page, facebook.com/Big Papa Online, where it does have links to all of our other shows and all of our other ventures and whatever it is that we as a network wish to share with you. And we invite you to contribute to that page as well, because the whole purpose of the Big Papa Network is to give a voice to the voiceless, you know, people who would normally be ignored by the traditional quote-unquote mainstream media. We want to get the word out for them. That's why, you know, personally, me, I've been stumping for Bernie Sanders for a long time on this show, and everybody that's listened for any length of time knows that. So, you know, that's how we helped get the word out. I mean, I'm not going to claim responsibility for, like, being the one who, you know, put him over there. But, you know, we did whatever little bit we could. The dozen or so that may have listened to you and have been influenced by us, then, well, then, thanks. But, you know, we support, we promote local artists and local businesses and things like that. If you're a singer, a songwriter, or if you're in a band, or if you're a comedian, because we did just have a group of comedians on a few weeks ago. or if you have a small business that you're starting out, you want us to, you know, talk about it on the show, well, then, you know, hey, reach out to us too. Feedback@bigpapaonline.com is probably the best way to, that's like our catch-all for everything, email. So if you want to kick it old school in an email, that's the way to do it. Feedback@bigpapaonline.com. We want to hear from you because, you know, we have this out here for you. It's not just a vanity project. It's not just a venue for two old guys to laugh and complain about stuff. It's for everybody. It's a playground. It's open to everybody. Maybe playground was a bad choice of words. I don't know. It's hard to say. Anyway, 714-459-3941. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more At Eye Level on the Big Papa Network after this.
Hot, crispy, creamy, delicious Italian cuisine from the ovens of Brooklyn right here in Southern California.
Valentino's Pizza offers Brooklyn-style pizza, calzone, homemade meatballs, and lasagna. Pasta, sausage rolls, sandwiches, salads, and for dessert, try our spumoni and delicious homemade cannoli. And don't forget our fresh homemade bread, baked daily, so tempting you will think you're walking through the streets of Brooklyn.
You won't be far from authentic Brooklyn cuisine at Valentino's Pizza, located at 975 Aviation Boulevard in Manhattan Beach and 150 South Sepulveda in El Segundo.
For hot, fresh delivery, call Manhattan Beach at 310-318-5959 or El Segundo at 310-426-9494 or visit our website at valentinospizza.net.
Valentino's Pizza, bringing you the heart of Brooklyn one slice at a time.
Every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, join us for Weird Scenes Inside the Gold Mine, your essential guide to all things wild and wonderful in the world of cult entertainment.
Drop in for a spell of Doc Savage and Lois Ball, myself. Discuss with beloved the comedian, the career, and the wonderful world of cult film, music, television, and more.
We'll be covering classic films, shows, musicians, and literature of the past, with an eye towards what new visions may still arise from the soullessly derivative mire of our modern age.
Tune in, turn on, and take a step outside the mainstream as we dig deep into the rich vein of cult cinema, music, and television right here on Weird Scenes Inside the Gold Mine.
Only here on the Big Papa Online Network
on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so that happened. Oh, God, nothing but problems today. Everything is going to get me. Here we go. Anyway, like I was saying.
Join us on Tuesday nights at 6:30 Eastern for an exploration of the many roads and methods which promise to lead us to the ultimate answer, a higher purpose, meaning of life.
I'm just like a lot of you, a middle-aged mom with piles of laundry and a meditation practice. I've been down many roads to get where I am today, and my journey is far from finished. But I'd like to share my experience and hard-earned wisdom with you. So what is it about women and spirituality? It seems like we're always the first to try out something new. Christianity was spread in large part by wealthy women. And where would Uncle Al be without his harlot women? Who is by and far the largest audience of New Age alternative spirituality? What is it about us that always has us seeking? And why does it always seem that men tend to take over what we discover?
Join us for a dialogue between two long-lost friends representing both
the yin
and yang aspects of the whole, each of whom have traveled multifarious paths all across the spectrum of spirituality, the dark side
and the light,
from the organized to the out of the way.
This show is for all those frustrated in their quest who've been through various stops on the spectrum of spirituality and found them ultimately unfulfilling.
Join us for some hard-earned lessons and thoughts on potential new directions and possible value in what inevitably fails in organized practice, but which may have some merit to the solo practitioner, fellow seekers of truth, in this journey towards life.
Moving towards life. Lessons in life and spirituality from an unconventional seeker.
Bringing more to you, only here on the Big Papa Online Network.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Big Papa Network on Blog Talk Radio. The Big Papa Network is also available on iTunes. Search the iTunes store for Big Papa Online and you'll be able to download past episodes of At Eye Level, Moving Towards Light, Weird Scenes Inside the Gold Mine, and Third Eye Cinema. Listen to them on your own time, and never miss a moment of these great shows. You can also get there from our website, BigPapaOnline.com, where you'll find everything there is to know about us and our mission. It's all in there. Go to BigPapaOnline.com right now and you'll find it. Thanks. And hey, a little tidbit to tag on the end of that. We're not only just available here on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes, but as of a couple of weeks ago, we have also been available on Stitcher. So check that out, the Stitcher app, S-T-I-T-H-E-R, like, you know, as in a stitch in time saves nine or whatever. Yes, that's right. There's another way for you to find all of our shows and listen to us. And we're only expanding more and more. We're getting our onto more and more platforms. I've been aware of it for a long time and have been trying to do it, but it's only really in the last like month or so that I've been actually able to devote more and more time to this kind of stuff. And I guess we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But yeah, there's just, you know, there are ever-increasing opportunities for you to take in all of the entertainment that is available on the Big Papa Network on any one of your many
devices.
So, check us out. And if you have any suggestions of some other platforms for us to try to venture onto, then by all means do so. And we may actually be going fully turnkey here very soon if the stars align the way I'm hoping to. So we may be completely on our own platform altogether and not even through Blog Talk Radio soon enough. Well, not soon, not soon, but very soon. Or you know what I mean. Not very soon, but soon enough, eventually, somewhere down the line. It is in the long-range plans for 2016. We do have a lot of plans to expand the network in 2016 just to try and do things. I mean, you know, we've been at this for more than four years now, and it seems like at times we start to spin our wheels, and I keep thinking to myself, it's like, you know, we want to do all these things with this network, and we talk about it all the time, and we always let all the other bullshit get in our way. And to be quite honest, I've just let the bullshit get in the way too much for too long. So we're just going to forge ahead. I mean, yeah, I don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. I barely have two nickels to rub together. But, you know, we're still here and we're still doing this. You know, we're just that crazy. We are just that persistent. We're like that, you know, we're like that boil that just won't go away, that zit that just won't pop. That's what we are. We're the zit that just won't pop. That's right. So, can't kill us yet. Many have tried. Few have succeeded. So, 714-459-3941 is the number. What do you know? Just scrolling through the news feed real quick, which you probably want to check out with me at some point. A lot of stuff here. Meantime, listen to this.
When I was 13, man, start talking about weird things. No, really. Stand on the corner. You know anything about Spanish fly? What? Spanish fly. It always happens when you're 13. Only when you're 13 on up to, like, when you get married. Guys stand around and talk about Spanish fly, and it never starts with one of the guys on the corner. It's always some strange 13-year-old that says, you know what? You know anything about Spanish fly? No, tell me about it. Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. You put some in her drink, man. She... Yeah, Spanish... Oh, yeah, that's really groovy, man. Spanish fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl... Well, yeah, no Spanish fly, boy. Go to a party, see five girls standing alone. Boy, if I had a whole jug of Spanish fly, I'd light that corner up over there. So I thought...
My, how things have changed over the years, huh? Yeah, that stuff used to be funny, and you used to be able to laugh at stuff like that and not feel uncomfortable. And now you can't. That's not a bad thing, though. So, I wanted to share this piece that we have on the At Eye Level page. We often post a lot of stuff and quote, make a lot of quotes of Robert Reich, former Labor Secretary under Bill Clinton. And, well, you know, he has some really good insights. And by the way, if you happen to have Netflix, you should check out his movie, Inequality for All. It's a really good piece. It really kind of kind of drills down and places in simple terms the whole problem with income inequality, and it doesn't look at it as any sort of like a, you know, class warfare, wealth envy thing that everybody always tries to freak out about. I mean, because it really is a big problem, and whether you choose to accept it or not, that doesn't change the fact that it's true. So anyway, the headline reads: Bernie gets it. Hillary is only inviting more corruption. And that's kind of what I've been saying for a long time. Giant Wall Street banks continue to threaten the well-being of millions of Americans. But what to do? Good question. Bernie Sanders says break them up and resurrect the Glass-Steagall Act that once separated investment from commercial banking. Hillary Clinton says charge them a bit more and oversee them more carefully. Most Republicans say don't worry. Yeah, big surprise. Clearly, there is a reason to worry. Back in 2000, before they almost ruined the economy and had to be bailed out, the five biggest banks on Wall Street held 25% of the nation's banking assets. Now they hold more than 45%. Hey, sure, why not? What could go wrong? Hey, their huge size fuels further growth because they'll be bailed out again if they get into trouble, won't they? Of course they will, because, you know, we'll be told we're a nation of whiners if we don't bail them out. The hidden federal guarantee against failure is estimated to be worth over $80 billion a year to the big banks. In effect, it's a subsidy from the rest of us to the bankers. But, you know, that's okay. Give your money to Walmart, you know, give your money to McDonald's, give your money to, you know, your tax money to all these, you know, the banks and everything. That's fine. Just don't give it to poor and brown people because, you know, God forbid. But, hey, what do I know, you know? Everybody else is right. I'm wrong. So it's all good. 2012, J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest bank on the street, lost $6.2 billion betting on credit default swaps tied to corporate debt, then publicly lied about the losses. Big surprise. It later came out that the bank paid illegal bribes to get the business in the first place. Shocked? You shouldn't be. Last May, the Justice Department announced a settlement of the biggest criminal price-fixing conspiracy in modern history, in which the biggest banks manipulated the $5.3 trillion a day currency market in a, quote, brazen display of collusion, unquote, according to Attorney General Loretta Lynch, not to be confused with the country singer Loretta Lynn. Wall Street is on the road to another crisis. No shit. This would take a huge toll. Although the banks have repaid the billions we lent them in 2008, thank you, isn't that nice, many Americans are still living with the collateral damage from what occurred. Lost jobs, savings, and homes, yeah. But rather than prevent this by breaking up the big banks and resurrecting Glass-Steagall, Hillary Clinton is taking a more cautious approach. Well, yeah, because she doesn't want to lose her money. She wants to impose extra fees on the banks, with the amounts turning not on the bank's size, but how much it depends on short-term funding, such as fast-moving capital markets, which is a way of assessing riskiness. So a giant bank that relies mainly on bank deposits wouldn't be charged. There's a lot more. You can keep reading. I'm not going to. You all should know how to read, and if you don't, well, I'm not allowed to say what you are because it's politically incorrect. But, yeah, go check it out. It's on the At I Level page, facebook.com/At I Level. Check it out there. So, you have any thoughts about that? Give us a call, 714-459-3941. You have any thoughts about anything else? Well, give us a call about that, too. You want to tell me to shut the hell up? Call up, tell me to shut the hell up. It's all good. 714-459-3941. My thoughts on that. Yeah, I think we should have broken up the big banks to begin with back in 2008 because, like it or not, they tanked the economy. They brought it all down. They were responsible for that big mess with that whole credit default swaps and mortgage-backed securities and all that other crap and the liar's loans. And there was actually a great story on NPR. I think it was in 2009 or 2010. You check it out. It was Planet Money was the series, and it's called The Giant Pool of Money, and it talks about $72 trillion in global wealth and how it was all connected to this whole big thing. I mean, it's It's a lot more than you or I, regular folks, can talk about in a five-second conversation, throwing, you know, talking points and slogans back and forth at each other. And that's a huge problem as to why, you know, everything stays the same, because everybody just screams this stuff back and forth at each other. So I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know why I'm getting so, like, all deep and philosophical and angry and shit. That's because there's no one here to temper me. That's why. Doc is the yin to my yang, the Cato to my Inspector Clouseau. He would have shut me up by now. But it's all good. So, excuse me. But in the words of Nico Mastorakis,
look at you, all of you perverts.
Exactly, all of you banking money perverts. No, but seriously, though, yeah. I mean, you or I, even in this forum, talking at one another, probably won't be able to resolve the issue, because it's not something you can resolve in 5 seconds. And that's, I think, part of a larger problem that we tend to have, is everybody wants everything in easily digestible 8-second sound bites. And it's really, it's my experience, too. You know, if not for this show, I think three-quarters of what I said would, or what I wanted to say, would ever come out, because... yeah, out there in the world, IRL, where I don't have a microphone and I can't cut you off if I want to, or I can, you know, I'm the host and I can do all the talking. Yeah, I'll get maybe 5 to 8 seconds into something, and it's an eye roll and an interruption, and, you know, or just not even an eye roll, just a jump in interruption, and that's what happens. And I'm sure it happens to a lot of people like that. And they actually, it's like there's some kind of phenomenon, and they say it's like if you speak too quickly, it makes people think it's okay to jump in, or something along those lines. And I've always noticed that if I don't speak quickly, people will jump in. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've paused just to take a breath, and someone's like pounced on something I'm saying, and it's like, I wasn't done yet. I like to speak in full sentences, and sometimes I convey a thought in a full paragraph. Ooh, who'd have thunk it, right? So I think that's probably the biggest benefit for Doc and I, is that we can just, you know, extemporaneously just talk and say whatever the hell we want, and nobody's going to jump on us. I mean, we'll jump on each other, but that's fine, because it's our show and that's what we do. That's our flow, yo. So anyway, but to the larger point, though, yeah, I mean, anybody who really thought that was a good idea, the whole TARP thing, I disagree. Let's just put it that way, okay? And that's fine. You know, you're not a dumb person or a bad person or anything. We just think differently. And I actually just shared this. I think it was on my Matt G page, so check that out, facebook.com/itsMattG. I know I've shared it somewhere, and if not, I'll share it again, is that we don't have to agree on anything to be nice to each other. And that's, you know, kind of like what we do here, you know, how we say it's okay to argue and disagree and use the 7 dirty words and all that stuff, you know? We just have to be civil. So, yeah, we don't have to agree. It's all good. You know, we've invited people to come on who are completely diametrically opposed to us philosophically, politically, or on any issue. We always have. And they've called in, and we've always had collegial conversations, and it's always been good. And we try to do that. You know, and like I said, it's even okay, you know, to get a little heated sometimes. You get a little passionate. Hey, I'm Italian. Doc's half Italian. We're passionate people. We get a little loud. It's all good. We just do. It's what we do. It's who we are. But, you know. As long as there's no hate, it's all good. Anyway, I got a lot more organizing to do. So let's take another break as soon as I can get to the spot. And we'll be back with more at Eye Level after this.
The Big Papa Online Network on Blog Talk Radio is on the air.
And it wasn't that, really, that you were supposed to be listening to.
It was supposed to be this.
Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, tune into Third Eye Cinema, your source for in-depth discussion of cult cinema with a focus on film that matters. Cult, grindhouse, drive-in, independent, and underground film from the dawn of the talkies through the early 90s. This is a forum where we explore genre film and music from around the world, in-depth conversation and career analysis with directors, actors, and musicians, and open discussion on films that matter, those that fall outside the mainstream corporate film by boardroom committee. These are the problems of the auteur, the visionary, the dreamer, the outsider. None of that direct the passes for mainstream film these days. This is all about the glory days of independent cinema from all over the world. Any of the hotbeds of obscure, oddball, or generally wild cinema available on DVD from the dawn of the medium to this very day. Join us as we delve deep into the cinematic netherworld here on Third Eye Cinema. Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Big Papa Online Network on Blog Talk Radio.
Puritan idiots. I suppose next they'll prohibit alcohol and cigarettes.
Well, to say the very least, that's what they'll do. So we're back at Eye Level on the Big Papa Network. I'm Matt G, and it's not over. It's October. So, I found the story I'd been looking for the past 20 minutes. So here it is. It's also on the At Eye Level page. And just, you know, brief talk about this. If anybody would care to contribute, then, well, hey, by all means. Nick Simmons, the son of legendary Kiss bass player and founder Gene Simmons. Well, this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. Craig Gass does it better. Anyway. He submitted an article to Vice, and it's titled, "My Dad, Gene Simmons, is Full of Shit, and So Are You." And it's a really cool article, and I'll get into it. I'll read a little bit of it, but you really need to read it for yourself. And it's kind of funny. It opens up, it says, Patton Oswalt has a routine about the first time he ever realized one of his parents was full of shit. He says, when you're growing up to a certain point, no matter what an adult says, it's just gospel, he says. And then there's the first thing where you go, I think that's fucking bullshit. For most of us, I imagine that mostly happens early. For me, this is Nick, I hit it into my well into my teens, and the realization was a lot harder to swallow. The experience, or this is the last time I mention this, so let's take it as a disclaimer. This is actually pretty funny. I'm going to take this as a disclaimer. I'm going to talk about my experience with my father, Gene Simmons, plainly. That means I will inevitably talk about what he does for a living. I'm not going to avoid mentioning it, but I'm also not going to dwell on it needlessly. I think that's really cool. I think, you know, there's more stuff in there. But anyway, you know, he talks about how when he was young, one of the highlighted quotes is here, Dad had this great big baritone voice. If he wanted me to do something, he would, quote, make a deal with me and shake my hand roughly as though I were an equal partner in a business venture. You know, and he talks about how, you know, now he's a lot taller than his father, but when he was younger, you know, his father was the equivalent of, he says it's the first time he saw the T-Rex in the original Jurassic Park. So, you know, then he goes on to, you know, talk about it further. And, all right, we're going to take a quick step away, and I'm going to read this message that I just got to find out what's going on. Oh, why is everything so crazy today?
You know what those Italians are like.
I don't know, but it's killing me, I swear to God.
I told her she was ridiculous to be so worried. The stupid cow worried herself to death.
So, anyway, stick around. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
Love All Humans is on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. You'll be speaking live with...
Wait, no, I won't. That's actually not on anymore. I totally forgot to take that out of rotation. Love All Humans, they ended that last month. But anyway, listen to this instead.
Sagan is one of the culture's hottest fashion styles. Have you ever thought, when you bought and got caught by this fad, who it really benefits? Reputation and appearance play major roles in your future. Are you willing to risk and compromise that by showing your butt to the world? Don't let anything keep you from reaching your potential. Check out our website and change your life. For the better. Visit pullyourpantsupnow.com to find out how you can reclaim your name. You can bag without the sag. That's pullyourpantsupnow.com.
Yeah, pull your pants up, you fool. What's the matter with you? Crazy. So it seems that I'm not the only one with having an issue. I just got a message from Doc. I'm not going to read all of it, but let's just say that... yeah, he had issues with dialing in because of Blog Talk and Skype and JavaScript and all kinds of other fun stuff. So, yeah, that hopefully will give you a little bit of insight as to why we're looking at upgrading platforms and doing all kinds of fun stuff like that. So, if anyone has any advice they'd like to give us, they'd like to proffer, well, then by all means, proffer away. So, where were we? Yes. Nick Simmons talking about his father, Gene. He talks about how he remembers all the other adults used to bend to his father's will. He was famous, he was successful, and everyone always listened when he spoke. People would kneel down to my eye level and tell me with sincerity, "You know your dad's a legend, right?" All in all, I thought everything my father said was written in stone and wrought from ages of experience and trial. But as I grew up, he began to shrink. I started to see the cracks, started seeing his pores, his gray hairs, those small flaws that made him human. I realized that he was a man, and like all men, he had, as Dr. Stephen Novella put it, quote, a distorted and constructed perception, both of which are subservient to whatever narrative his brain is operating under. This epiphany came to me in high school when I started learning about drugs. My father prides himself, Reed brags about it to anyone who asks, on never smoking, drinking, or getting high in his life, save for one incident when some, quote, special brownies were mistaken for, well, normal brownies. He is still, to this day, profoundly anti-drug, perhaps due to stressful encounters with drug addicts in the rock and roll scene of the 70s and 80s. I mean, that makes sense. He resents drug addicts as people. In his experience, they made his life and work more difficult than they should have been. He has often spoken and misspoken about this topic. I remember watching the news with him in the kitchen as a teen, seeing tragic stories of drug addiction and violence, VH1 Behind the Music stories and things like that. He would get quite emotional, always exclaiming something like, "Those idiots, they should be..." insert medieval punishment XYZ here. My mother, ever the voice of reason, will smack him with a magazine or throw an Altoid at him for these outbursts. So he goes on and talks about how, you know, he was disagreeing on his stance. You know, he doesn't, you know, he's not pro-drug or anything, but his father might be a little bit heavy-handed in that. So, the main point is that, and he says it here, and it's one of the bolded quotes, "My dad taught me accidentally that our heroes can be wrong." So, and that's a strange realization for you. And I think most of us with fathers, which is pretty much all of us, you know that moment of when it crossed over, when you stopped being the child and you had to be the parent, and you know you had to take over the you know the responsibility of taking care of them. It hasn't completely happened with my parents, but it's close. I mean, obviously, you know, we had to. You know, my brothers and I all had to get involved and kind of take over some stuff, you know, to move my father into where he is now. And no, he's not, he's just in a new apartment, but, there's a lot. And when you switch over, it's kind of weird. I mean, I don't have kids of my own. I have, you know, obviously nieces and nephews and godchildren and stuff, but, you know, I kind of get it with that. And then obviously with the dogs, there's to a point, but, yeah, it's just it's kind of weird, I guess, when you have to, you know, when the roles reverse, or when you, and like you said in here, you know, kill your heroes. It's important to kill your heroes, and sometimes you have to kill your father. Kill him so that you can love him and his flaws better than one can love a hollow archetype. And that makes sense too. It's, you know, you want to love the real person, not this image of quote unquote dad that you know, that you've had as a kid, this, you know, this infallible superhero who could do no wrong and was just always, you know, was just always right and just always, you know, had everything under control and et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of is important, you know, because he does mention, and I know this is the case for myself as well, that my father and I have gotten closer since I've, you know, become the man, as it were, or, you know, done more about, you know, become, taken on more of the parental role, I guess, to a point. So, anyway, I digress. I think we're going to call it a little early today in light of all the Skype fails and stuff. quite honestly, yeah. And there's just a lot going on, so I think that it's best that we just wrap this one up for today and give it a try again next week after we can figure out all the issues and all the problems and everything, and I can deal with all the other stuff that I've got to deal with on the other side. But hey, we're really not going to let this deter us, because it's actually a lot worse has happened to us in the past, and we've still been around. So we're still going to stick around. Don't worry. Don't fret. We will be here for a long time. And hopefully we will have all this straightened out and be doing more and better very soon. So stay tuned. Stick with us. Get on the At Eye Level page, facebook.com/At Eye Level, facebook.com/Big Papa Online. Support all of our shows. Follow us on all of our platforms. Now we're on, you know, iTunes and Stitcher Radio also. And keep an eye out for upcoming changes and endeavors and lots of other things, including the show live from the Zodiac and all the other interesting things that are coming up next month. So stick around. See you next week. Same at time, same at channel. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at FatKidGlasses. Follow me on Instagram. It's me, Matt G. And on Facebook, it's Matt G. Come on down to the Zodiac if you're around tonight. They're starting at 10. Head on down to the Black Sheep for the memorial for Sizzle. And that starts at 7 o'clock at the Black Sheep in Colorado Springs. I'm Matt G. If you like what you see, tell the haters what they're missing. At Eye Level is a production of the Big Papa Network. Visit BigPapaOnline.com for more information. For a transcript of the show, go back to the beginning and start typing really fast.
You're listening to the Big Papa Net.